Chof Gimel Teves. So Mr. Brewer points out that if the Chazan is Ma'arich Benigin by the words V'imru Amen, let's say by Kaddish, and if he's Ma'arich very much in Benigin, then you should answer Amen right away, because all he's really saying is V'imru Amen. But the Bakasha that you're saying Amen to is on Uzman Kariv, right? I should go Uzman Kariv or Da'amiron Biyoma. And the Imru Amen is just really his, the Chazan prompting people to say Amen, but the Bakasha was already completed. So he says, the Mishnah says that Nochain, that the Shliach Siva should say Uzman Kariv Imru Amen, like quickly, the Vasachas, because the tzibur, the island, doesn't say Amen until after Vimru Amen, so there shouldn't be a hesek between the end of the Bakasha and Vimru Amen. It shouldn't be a long pause, so he should say it quickly. But if he's not, if he's Ma'arich Benigin, I don't know what Ma'arich means, you know, you have to figure out what Ma'arich means, but if he's taking a little too long, so just say Amen, because no, again, he said the Bakasha already that you're saying Amen to. Mashankin, the Mishnah Berurah says, but you have to be careful, this is only by Kaddish it's true. But if he's making if he's saying the bracha, dafkali in Kaddish, because the bakasha was completed already. But if it's Ma'arich in a bracha, and you have no choice, you have to wait for him to finish, because you can't say Amen before he finishes the bracha. So you just have to hang in there and wait. If he's Ma'arich benigan after he finishes the bracha, then the Mishnah Berurah is more noted that you should say Amen right away, and a Chanami there also. Okay, then that's the halacha. Chayus halachas, we're learning Shar Char Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're in Perek Gimel, and the 30 things that are worthy of contemplation, and we're actually up to number 7. Number 7 is really what we ourselves call Cheshbon HaNefesh, as we'll see in a second. Let's see. The first 5 were things to think about which a person should be thankful for, grateful for. Of course, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, the 4. Then the 5th one was to see if he really understands the Torah, if he understands what Hashem's telling him to do. The 6th was how to think of a natiya l'ra. It's her is trying to get you to disobey Hashem, to go against the will of Hashem, we'll call it. So how to deal with that, how to approach that once you realize that that's happening. The number 7 we're up to is really a very, is almost classic Cheshbon HaNefesh, because the Hashvi. Cheshbon ha'adam im nafsho le'lokav b'tznoi ha'avdus, to think about if you're an Eved Hashem the way it's indeed, the way it's described rather in Shara Avodas Elokim, she'yikabel al atzmo cholos ha'adnus le'boro, for zacharnu rubam, it's the mindset of an Eved. We don't really have a good picture of what an Eved is supposed to, how an Eved is supposed to be totally meshubed la'adonav. But a component, that's what it is like. You can look in Shara Avodas Elokim where he's Ma'arich in it. For Shulchan Arumim Shara Shlish, even a Sefer Zeh, Yidru Shem HaMafakeh Shama, V'yichashiv HaMafshol, so what do you think about? And here is where he says the crux of the whole Sefer, in the Chavis HaLavis' perspective. To think about everything Hashem has given him, Hashem has bestowed upon him. As he's thinking and contemplating all the tovus Hashem did with him, so he basmina to alosav, doing, setting him up in life, in whatever ma'amad he's in, v'chemloso alav, v'hispiko kol atzorchlo, menamozon todir, lohinichol anafsho, v'chalishos hakaroso, ben hodas inyono, if he doesn't leave him to, we think, as we're buffeted by the vicissitudes of life, but Hashem has a cheshbon for everything that happens to us, and He doesn't leave him buffeted by those things. Which was rather the first few things here in the Shar, in the Perek. So he has to think about that. He has to think, so you know, that's how he has to think of it. This is what Hashem does for me, and how am I acting? Let's say someone sets up someone in life, let's say, a father-in-law, sets him up with gives him a wife and a job and an apartment and air conditioning and a car. And he just says, you know, so what do you do? I want you to, let's say, learn a Kol, you know, and the guy doesn't. He says, stop and think. He gave me this, he gave me that, he gave me this, he gave me that. And Hashem gave me a mishpacha, and everything's good, and everything's wonderful. And what am I doing? I'm wasting my time. I'm not really, you know, I'm not really applying myself the way I should. So that's good old cheshbon hanefesh, the way we think of it. And that's number seven. Then he goes on to be meirich, how to think about everything Hashem did for you, and how to think about if you are fulfilling your obligation to thank Hashem by doing His will. As you say, that's the whole dynamic of life according to the Chavis HaLavas. Okay, we'll stop here.